Welcome to the deep dive. And right off the bat, a big thank you to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Absolutely.
They handle hosting for software, well, exactly like the kind we're looking at today, and they can really help with your digital transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Find out more at www.safeserver.de. Thanks again, SafeServer.
Great stuff.
All right, so we've got this really interesting set of sources today, sent in by you, the listener. It's all about something called Charlie.
Charlie, yeah. Sounds intriguing.
It does. And the very first line in the docs on GitHub, it just says, the personal, minimalist, super fast, database-free bookmarking service.
Wow, okay. That's quite a description. Lots packed in there.
Right. So our mission for this deep dive is to unpack that. We'll look at the documentation, the development info, and figure out what Charlie is.
How it works, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And maybe more importantly, why someone new to this whole idea of managing your own online tools, why they might want to check it out.
Yeah, because those words, personal, minimalist, database free, they definitely signal something different, don't they? Maybe less intimidating.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's start super simple.
Yeah.
If someone just uses the browser bookmark star, how do we explain Charlie?
Okay. Think of it as your own private library for links you find online. Like advanced bookmarks.
Advanced bookmarks.
But the really key difference, and the sources hit this hard right away, is that you install it. You run it.
So not on Google servers or some big company's cloud.
Exactly. It lives on your server space, maybe just a small slice you control, and it's built just for you, a single user. The whole idea is simplicity and speed.
Okay, that self-hosted angle.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that matter so much, according to these sources? What's the big deal about running it yourself?
Control. Plain and simple. The docs literally say, the data is yours.
Right.
Think about, you know, those older services like Delicious or even some current ones. Your saved links, your notes, they live on someone else's computer. With Charlie, it's all yours. And they make a point of saying, like, no tracking, no telemetry sent back. It's also free and open source software.
Meaning you could actually look under the hood if you wanted to.
Precisely. You can check the code. It's really about independence. Keeping your digital footprint yours.
That data ownership is definitely a big thing these days. Okay, what about those other words? Minimalist and database free. To a beginner, that might sound like, I don't know, more work.
Yeah, it's funny how that sounds, but the sources frame them as benefits, making it easier.
How so?
Well, minimalist usually means a cleaner interface. Fewer buttons, fewer options to get lost in when you're just starting. Mm-hmm. It focuses on the main job, saving and finding your links.
Less clutter. Makes sense.
And database free. This is a big one for simplicity. See, most web apps need a separate database, like MySQL or something similar.
Right. And setting those up can be a whole thing.
Exactly. It can be daunting. Charlie just skips that. It stores everything, all your saved links, which they call shares, in one simple file.
Just a file. Like a text file.
Pretty much, yeah. A structured file. And the documentation says this makes installation dead simple. You literally just copy the Charlie files to your server space.
Wow, okay.
And backups. Super easy. Just copy that one data file. Plus, this file approach is why it's super fast. Reading from one file is really quick for the server, even with tons of links.
Dead simple installation, no database headaches.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see how that appeals to someone starting out. So it's running on my little server space. What can I actually do with it? What kind of everyday uses do the sources mention?
Oh, lots, actually. It's pretty versatile. Of course, saving interesting links with comments, bookmarking sites you use often so you can get to them from anywhere.
Standard stuff.
Yeah, but also things like using it as a read it later list. You find an article, share it, maybe add a tag, and come back later. Simple.
Like Pocket or Instapaper, but self-hosted.
Kinda, yeah, but much more minimal.
Right.
The sources also suggest using it as like a personal knowledge base.
How would that work?
Well, say you're researching something. You save links, add notes, tag them. Because it's fast and searchable, you can quickly find that specific bit of info you saved instead of digging through browser history or notes somewhere else.
Mm, I like that. Centralizing your own finds.
Exactly. They even mention using it for drafting quick notes or blog posts, almost like a minimal microblog, or keeping code snippets. Even using it as a shared clipboard between your own devices.
A clipboard. Interesting.
Yeah. Or a playlist manager for online videos or music you find. Lots of little organizational uses stemming from that core link saving function.
Okay, so it's flexible. Now, once I've saved a bunch of these shares, how do I manage them? What features help keep things organized?
You get full control over each share. You can edit the link itself, the title it pulls in, add your own description, and crucially, add tags.
Tags seem pretty central here.
They really are. That's your main organization tool. You can tag things multiple ways, build your own system. Then there's search. Yeah, you can search across everything, titles, descriptions, the tags you added, even the URLs themselves, full text search of your stuff.
Nice. What about viewing them? Is it just a big list?
No, you get options. There's the standard list view, sure, but also tag clouds, tag lists, and even a picture wall or thumbnail view.
Oh, thumbnails could be good for visual stuff.
Definitely. And each link gets its own permanent link, a permalink, which is handy for referencing.
Any integration with other tools?
Yes, it generates feeds, ADEM and RSS feeds for your links, and even a daily digest feed.
So you could pipe your saved links into a feed reader.
Exactly. Or use tools like IFTTT or Zapier, potentially.
Yeah.
Oh, and one neat little feature they mentioned is automatic URL cleanup.
What's that?
It strips out all those extra tracking parameters, like upsource and stuff, from URLs you save. Keeps things cleaner and a bit more private.
That is neat. Okay, so someone's listening. They're intrigued. But the idea of installing on a server, even if simple, feels like a hurdle. Is there a way to just try it?
Absolutely. And the sources are great on this for beginners. They do have install guides configuring your server using Docker containers, the file drop method we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But crucially, they point to a public demo instance.
A demo. Perfect. So you can just play with it online?
Yep. Zero install needed. According to the docs, you just go to their demo site and the login is demo and the password is demo.
Login.demo, password.demo. Got it.
You can click around, save some fake links, test the search, see the tags, everything. It's the ideal way to see if it clicks for you before you commit to setting it up.
That's a fantastic tip. Takes away the initial barrier. Now, quickly, what's the story behind Charlie? Is it new, old?
It's got a bit of history. The sources mention it's actually a fork. The original version was started by someone named Sebastian Sauvage, but he stopped maintaining it.
Ah, happens a lot in open source.
It does. But in this case, a community picked it up and kept it going. So the Charlie you get now is actively developed, supported, bugs fixed, new things added.
So it's alive and well, thanks to the community.
Very much so. There's documentation, community support channels if you need help. And yeah, it's clearly under a free software license, reinforcing that openness.
Good to know. And just super briefly, any mention of the tech it uses, just for context.
Yeah, they mentioned PHP is the main language, but honestly, for someone just thinking about using it, that's probably not the important part.
Right, the focus is on the experience.
Exactly, the simplicity, the speed, that feeling of controlling your own little corner of the web, that's the hook.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. If we boil down everything from these sources, Charlie's core appeal is what?
It's your personal, fast, no-frills link manager that you control because you host it yourself. And that database-free part makes it surprisingly simple under the hood.
And specifically for someone maybe just starting to explore self-hosting or wanting more data control.
Those features, minimalist, super fast, database-free, they aren't just buzzwords. They translate directly into being easier to set up, faster to use, and generally less complex than you might expect. It lowers the entry barrier.
It's definitely making a case for simple personal tools. Which leads to maybe a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on.
Mm-hmm.
We're also used to the convenience,
mm-hmm.
right? The slick corporate bookmark tools, the browser defaults, they're easy. But you trade away control, maybe privacy.
Yeah, there's always a trade-off.
So what's the hidden value maybe in deliberately picking something like Charlie? Something where you own the data, you control the experience, even if it takes a tiny bit more effort initially. How could choosing simple self-hosted tools actually change how you interact with all the information flying at you online?
That's a great question. Something to ponder.
Definitely something to mull over. And on that note, that brings us to the end of this deep dive on Charlie.
That was a good one.
Yeah. And thanks again to SafeServer for sponsoring this exploration. Remember, hosting, digital transformation, help check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Thanks, SafeServer.
And thank you for sending in the sources. Really fascinating stuff. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.